He's been called the master of assessments.
In this world that we're in, so many people feel they're not going anywhere.
Making sense of the problems that affect you and showing you the reality and solutions of how to solve them.
There are times you need to make some changes. Join a different club, do a different thing, go to a different church. Call it whatever you will. Take a class. Seek things that advance your dreams and things that you want to do.
He's Dr. John Braccio of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing.
There's only one time around, and there may be some people that we could really connect with and make a tremendous friendship with and become another us, another person. And we just have to be willing to reach out.
And when he's not at the office helping patients, he's on 1320 WILS.
It's time for Speaking Psychologically with Dr. John Braccio, who's the director of the Regional Psychological Services. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Very good, Tony. Beautiful day. We've got a beautiful week to look forward to, and life is good.
There's a huge election in Wisconsin, which could set the tone for the presidential elections, which take us into that political season where we'll be seeing a lot of political ads. And it begs the question to be answered, why do politicians use dirty ads, and how you see that as a psychologist?
Well, a couple things. I think that people use dirty ads because they work, okay? Otherwise, they wouldn't. Person runs the risk of running a dirty ad and it backfiring. That is true also. But we're in a world now with so much money coming in, with surrogates coming in, speaking. You say, well, I didn't have anything to do with that. But these things can seep into people's memories, and they can come back. And they, in a very close election, which that appears to be, and the national election, every vote really counts. So I think that, unfortunately, we're going to run into this more and more. And people say they hate them, but it's kind of like, you know, we more will follow a lion attacks a person at zoo versus the Grand River ran through Lansing last night. No issues whatsoever, calmly went through. So I think there is even a human part of our wiring that gets interested in negativity. And the Wisconsin vote will be interesting because any way you look at it, everybody is coming out and really attacking the other. And I think sides in that are very clear where they stand in terms of the collective bargaining or not supporting collective bargaining. I mean, there's certainly more than that, but those are some clear issues, and you have people, the strong union persons, that really believe that that's needed, that's helpful and really critical and historically important, and the other side that says things have to change and now is the time. So you have a clear line there, and I'm sure a lot of the ads on both sides are going to be coming across as negative. And probably, Tony, a lot of people that do negative ads don't see them as negative. They see them as telling the truth.
What's interesting is how we seem to be a bit more interested in kidnapping and plane crashes rather than Mary Got Straight A's. And as someone who's worked in TV, print, and radio, the old saying is, if it bleeds, it leads, because it gets people's attention.
I think that's really true. It's really a human trait, because when you think of people chasing the fire engine, people reading negative things, talking about it, kidnappings, murders, call it what you will, it seems to get so much more press. And I was also reading that there are a much higher percentage of negative ads in this current campaign in terms of presidential than there was in the last campaign. I'm not quite sure why that would be, but it would appear that both sides have determined that that is a way to win the election. And maybe the lines are much clearer in terms of how each sees it. Because I've also done some thinking psychologically that sometimes what you would see as a negative ad, and I think objectively would be considered a negative ad, the person who already believes it, if you're an ideologue and you believe something 100%, you're going to say, well, the person is deceptive and doesn't always tell the truth and doesn't have a good work record. And you could actually believe that, but there's no way that that doesn't come out as negative, particularly if it's not that clear-cut or you can't prove it. So it does make for a real dicey situation, but I know if you're like me, you'll watch an ad and you'll say, ooh, you know, that's pretty negative, or is that person really that bad? Or there'll be a real grainy kind of a picture and kind of a real bad off picture of the person, and then would you trust this person? Is this a good person? And both sides do this. If you were a Martian and observing our political process, we'd think, golly, why would anybody elect any of those people? So it's something I think it is good to have good, positive ads, and I think if you really do feel positive about yourself and what you're trying to do, that is a very important thing to do. But unfortunately, negative ads apparently work, and we're going to see more of them, and we just have to do the work and sort out what is the truth and what do we believe in and who do we support.
For those of us who don't turn those ads off, how much does the negativity beat us down?
I think if you, even if you watch an ad that you really think is unfair, we'll say Chucky Smith is deceptive, deceitful, and can't be trusted. Even if we know that isn't true, or we don't believe it's true, if those words stick in our mind, deceitful, deceptive, you know, can't be trusted, those are the kinds of things that the negative ad can do. And the psychological, if you hear something long enough, you know, Goebbels in Nazi Germany said, if you tell a lie long enough, people believe it. And I think that's part of how this works. It's kind of in the subconscious. So I think the way to attack a real negative ad is to immediately come back and confront it. Because I think if someone allows that ad to get through and those ideas to get through, then that can be very destructive. The unfortunate part is that can lead to a tit for a tat, you know, one, two, three, four, going back and forth. But that is that's a psychological danger. Another thing, after a while, people forget who did the ad. Because an ad that comes out from, say, let's just take President Obama or Governor Romney, they will say this ad was supported by, okay? But other ads are going to come from surrogates and other people. But after a while, I think they merge in the message that the person gets, the words that click into someone's mind can turn a vote. And really, in a 50-50 election, there are going to be people wanting to just turn enough votes. So I think we're going to see people studying words, studying pictures, studying images to try to get people to think and believe in a certain way. And unfortunately, not everybody digs into things and looks at things as they ought to in a democracy like we have. So I think it's important that we educate ourselves and we encourage others to, and not just to listen to any ad and believe what is said is true. We need to sort it out ourselves.
The biblical quote fits perfectly. He who is without sin, let him cast the first stone.
Isn't that a great one, though, Tony?
Or what you can do is just listen to this program and to Michael Cohen in the afternoon. We'll present all sides of the stories, and you can make up your mind. How about that?
Tony, I think that is great. I think if something can be presented that doesn't clearly have a political bent. Like, I think what we've talked about today, the goal is just to tell people what to look for. You would not want to be doing what we're talking about right now and someone assuming, ha-ha, this person is supporting this person or that person, because you can't really help anybody if you're taking an absolute view, unless that's your purpose. You're saying, who do you think is the better person or who would best win? But in this case, it's just trying to educate people as to what is a negative ad, what can be trusted. In some ads are 10% true, 30% true, 50% take information and will misuse it. Because, as you know, that people can use statistics any way they want. And you can pick the one statistic you want and you can say something that's even true, but it doesn't really reflect the totality of the situation.
All right. Thanks so much, Dr. Braccio.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Bye-bye.
It's 52 degrees. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. When we come back, WILS News Director Rich Hurl attended last night's Lansing City Council meeting, and he's going to give you all the info on what happened at that meeting. We'll do that next on 1320 WILS.